Good day and welcome, me hearties. And today we are going to talk about something that I'm sure affects what's the marriage rate? 70-odd% of the world. And well, that's hopeful. And the topic we're going to talk about is something that I had an interesting I watched the interesting documentary on it, and it's all about empowering men. And does a married man have the right to sex? Is that his right as a married man, as part of the wife's duties? Is that part of his? Now, I'm not talking about in a religious manner. I know in the, if you look at some of the religions, there's that sort of, I wouldn't say forced, but there's not an expectation. There's a "you shall do as I say" type of thing. Whereas in the Western world, we have in this book that this woman discussed, we as men have become weak, and women are trampling all over us. And one of the things that they use to do this with is to withhold sex. And so that's how I want to talk about it. And then they were talking about a couple of statistics and so on and so on. And I've got a page here which I want to bring up. Okay, so it says, average number of times per week married couples make love. I wonder if have sex and make love, because that's two different things according. See, that's the other problem. Men have sex, women make love type of thing. So that's the other one of the problems or the disconnects that they were discussing inside of this when they were discussing this book. I haven't read the book yet, but I'm definitely going to buy it. According to the 2018 general social surveys data on about 660 married couples who shared details about how often they had sex in a year, 25% had sex once a week, 16% had sex two or three times per week, 5% had six, four or more times per week, 17% had sex once a month, 19% had sex two or three times per month, 10% hadn't had sex in the past year, 7 had sex about once or twice in the past year. Okay, now I want to go back to, so I want to go to the men's health. According to a 2017 study by the Archives of Sexual Behavior, the average American married couple has sex 56 times a year, which is around once a week. Experts in time and prevention quote similar numbers, with 51 and 52 times a year, respectfully. If your sexual frequency doesn't match up to the numbers you see above, there's no need to worry, as long as you're satisfied. But if you've noticed changes in your sexual frequency and you're not happy about it, it might be time to take some action. I think the stresses of life, all the inhibitors, can really start to pile up. So we sort of have to work and fight a little bit to keep creating a space. There's that space, you know, space for sex to happen, he says. So we, you know, everybody's got their little spaces. So the L, the B, the G, the all the alphabet people have their spaces. So it sounds like heterosexual couples need to have sex as well. It's actually quite funny. At the top of this page is ironically a white woman and a black man. And then lower down now, it seems to be a white woman, white man, black man, black woman, which is kind of funny for me because they're enforcing this interracial mentality, or you know, trying to, you know, I don't know why they do it, but anyway, but that's not what I want to talk about. So I'd had a chat, a couple of beers and a couple of chats with a couple of lads, and you'll be amazing at if we go back to that 10%. 10% hadn't had sex in the past year. How many men fall into that category? Out of the 6 people that I spoke to, only 2 of them fell outside. The one had sex once or twice the year, and the other one had sex 2 or 3 times per month, which is bad. That's bad. So this is a 2018. So I'd love to see a new survey on this, because this is really interesting. Because, see, the question that really to be asked is, at what point do you as a husband get upset about this? And what do you do about it? How do you handle it? Because firstly, your wife needs to respect you. I mean, I'm old school in that way. It's part of, it's not that I don't need to, I definitely need to, you know, the same with her, but there has to be mutual respect, okay? But women are the gatekeepers to sex. So in other words, which gives them power over men. Men are fairly easy. You give them a full tummy and give him some, let him have sex every now and again, and you know, he's all fine and dandy. Women are much more complex. They put feelings and all kinds of stuff. They have all these little things that they want done and need done, and you know, which is complicated for men. I mean, me as a man myself, I find it to be exhausting. Really, it's no other way of describing it. I'm bipolar, and I find that women are more emotional complex than even me. So, you know, so how do you handle that? So we've got a couple of ways of handling it. Either you can sit down, have a chat with your partner, discuss it and come to an agreement. If that agreement falls through the mats, what do you do? Okay, find yourself a girlfriend. Ah, fuck. Then you sit with a wife, a daughter, and a girlfriend that you have to pay for. And women aren't cheap, I can promise you that. Then there's the prostitute route. Okay, where you're going to get locked up if they catch you with a prostitute. So in other words, men, married men, are sort of, you know, screwed. And Andrew Tate, I know he's a fucking hated person at the moment. But if you have some time, you know, go and find out the real reason he was put in jail. The bullshit reason, not not what they are saying he did, what the actual facts are behind it. I mean, they said that some women who refuted the claims, they said it didn't happen, or they weren't abused or used. Andrew, according to them, Andrew made money out of these women, coerced them into having erotic videos on TikTok. Now, TikTok doesn't even make, you can't even make money out of TikTok if he's not making money out of TikTok. So, you know, it's already a big problem. But they are allowed to have you in lockup for 3 months before they have to charge you with something. So now they've got him under house arrest for 4 months. He had an interview with Tucker Carlson, and he had some very interesting comments that he made. And he does make a lot of sense. He does piss off a lot of women, but he's not there he is there to help women as well. But he's trying to give women some input into what a man thinks and how a man acts and how a man, you know, he makes this one example about Russian oligarch that's got all this money, and when he goes out with the boys, you know, the missus has got her Bentley and she goes and does her nails and goes to the day spa. She's got the credit card, she lives the life, and she just turns a blind eye every now and again when he goes out with the boys and he, you know, takes the home or takes, you know, takes a young thing to a hotel or whatever, because she, you know, overall she knows that he loves her, and the woman that he takes to the room understands who he is and that it is what it is. It's just a night of fun, you know. So and he uses that example. And I see people just totally freaking out about it, because, if you're going to think about it, it makes total sense. So, because what he says then is, sometimes women need to just sort of, if the woman look for a man that ticks all the tick marks that a woman expects in a man, and that is where this whole thing comes in that he explained, is that you will never get a man that ticks all the boxes. And women go for men that are usually out of their reach, and then expect them to be tick all the boxes and, you know, not look around and sleep around and those kinds of things, which is basically like in his case. Okay, then he said, but he's not talking about women looking at let's say a normal guy like me. So in other words, somebody will settle for a normal dude like me, who has no money or a little bit of money. No, I don't have any money. You know, so a woman that settles for a guy like me, and she has 6 out of the 10 tick boxes. And she's got tick. So one tick mark that she doesn't have is, I'm not rich. One tick mark that she's got is, I'm not tall, dark, and handsome. And now she had to remove that tick box. One tick box is, my mother-in-law needs to like me. She missed that tick box. You know, so that's the kind of thing that he's trying to explain. But I think the manner in which he explains this is really bad. But, yes, I found his stuff very entertaining, and the reason I bring it in here is because it's very relevant, because if women are the gatekeepers of sex, and then you have traded up more, you know, to somebody that you think is, you know, you're out of a 10, you're 9, and, you know, you're fine, and all kinds of things, you know, then, you know, you're going to have a problem with a man sleeping around, you know. So, but we're not talking about those kinds of people. We're talking about the normal people that are the guys that are the 6 out of 10s that doesn't, when I say 6 out of 10, I'm talking about the tick boxes, not looks. I'm definitely a 10 out of 10 when it comes to looks. So 6, you know, the 6 out of 10 tick boxes, you know. I'm sure when my wife married me, luckily we only I found out after the fact, but it was crazy as shit. So she, yeah, she's obviously got a thing for bad boys, because I was horrible. I was just a fuck up. But anyway, so I ticked that box. I totally ticked that box. So she went for the rebel type person. So, you know, plus I think my wife thinks I'm pretty. She does think I'm pretty. Pretty screwed up as well. But I was going to say, what do you do in this scenario? And this is an honest question, which I don't have an answer to. And I think a lot of people have even given up on their marriages, and they're just living past each other because of this factor. I mean, if 10% of the married population hasn't had sex in the past year, or even 2 years, or even 3 years, you know, if you can only count the amount of times you had sex, let's say 5 times in the past 10 years, then you really have a serious fucking problem. You need to fix your problem. But how do you fix it? So that was the conversation that we were having with these guys. And it all came down to women that are the gatekeepers, and them deciding when and where and how and all those kinds of things. But men have all these expectations placed on them. Okay, so in other words, you're not allowed to step out of bounds. You have to do whatever the woman wants, because otherwise you are in trouble. So that's still expected, but the expectation that a man or a husband has of having sex at least once a month or once a week, which is seems to be the average, that's not adhered to, you know. So there's two, you have these two polarized type of ideas, you know. And the Me Too movement has a lot to do with this whole scenario. I remember when it was at its peak, with that crazy chick from, what's that, 3 Witch Sisters. She's kind of good looking, but crazy fucking woman. Looks like all of them are crazy. Charlize Theron's just cough on a rocker, dressed up her two black kids that she took on and dressed them up in dresses and walked them down the street. Thought she's a fucking awesome mom. They're boys. Don't put dresses on them. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so when the Me Too movement started, this they actually had a petition that they all women they encouraged all women to stop having sex with their husbands and their lovers or their mates or their whatever you want to call it, and that was in protest. So the Me Too movement has had a huge impact on how men feel, physically feel about themselves, what women think about men, okay, that's the second thing, and what has happened to the family as a unit, because a wife and a husband is a unit together. And that unit comes with some strings attached to it. So it can't just be from one side. So I believe that I need to work and supply and work and support. I think the life is very basic for a man. I need to support my family. I need to look after them. I need to keep them safe. I need to love them, and that's it. That's the basics. That I'm not saying that's all. I'm not the kind of guy who goes out and buys flowers. Like my dad said, if I ever come home with flowers, I don't buy flowers because I don't cheat. So if I come home with flowers, the one day you'll know that I cheated on you. So, you know, so that's my excuse to my wife as well for not buying flowers. But this year I did actually buy her flowers. I was kind of romantic this year so far, I must say. Anyway, more than usual. But there seems to be a problem that's not being addressed, because if we're dealing with Russia and the Ukraine and... I think this is partly why men are so depressed and the suicide rate is so high, is they feel like failures. I mean, imagine you do everything in your power to support your family, to keep your wife happy, to keep your child happy, to, you know, get along with the in-laws. You know, you go through hell every day of your life to try and do all these things, and it's just never good enough, and then you don't get a reward at the end of the day. It's like climbing a mountain just to find the store at the mountain, at the top of the mountain, only has one sweet, and somebody else has already beaten you to it. So, you know, so there's no incentive. So, and then women want to know why men get that. The expectation is there that you must be romantic, and so even though there's nothing that's coming from the woman's part, it's still an expectation from the woman that the man or the husband do these kind of things, which I find ridiculous, actually, to be dead honest. I'd like to get your views on it. So if you're listening to my video, I haven't made videos in a long time, so I don't know my 3,500 viewers. I don't know if you're still even going to be able to see the video on your screen, home screen coming up. Hopefully you do like, share, subscribe if you're new to this channel or this podcast. I'm going to try and push out one a day for a while. I never get to that. I can never promise. I make these promises that I'm going to push out one content a day, and then I don't. So, but it's It's to do with the bipolar. So I have an excuse. I got a doctor's letter to say that I'm erratic when it comes to making podcasts or YouTube videos. So anyway, okay, keep well. And thanks for joining me.